Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a debate, so Daf Lamed Beis in the Arts called Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi is starting Halacha Hey in the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So the Mishnah. Behei Moshe Meiso, you have an animal that died. Lo Yazizeno Mimkoyim, you can't move it from its place because it smokes it. You can't use it. Continues the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Ma'isa Shisholu Savtarfon Aleho. They ask Savtarfon what to do with the animal that died. And regarding the chalo that became tome, v'nichas the beis hamedrash went to beis hamedrash. V'shal he asked, "Omru lo lo yaziz b'mikoyimun." They told him not to move it; it's mukta. So zok the gemara Shmuel Amar to chamisha skeinim shehu l'retar from belud. We don't have chamisha skeinim in our mishnah, but Shmuel says that the five skeinim that gave hayirot to retar from, they made a mistake. Why is that so? Because in Maseches Shabbos you have a machlekes Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in a vela that died on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. Shimon says you could move it. It's not a problem, muktzah, because you can give it to animals to eat. According to Shimon, mechatchim tan vela lifnei haklovim, you can give it to the dogs. So in vela, according to Shimon, it's not muktzah. So the hero, the giver of tarf, was a mistake. I'm not talking about a regular animal that died. Talk about a pchor that has gdusha. That one you cannot give to the animals. You can medag for the mishnah because aleo v'alachal shenitmes. It says you're putting. It was one question, one on the animal, and one on the chal became tome. Mazekoidish avzekoidish sounds like they are the same. The same status. They both have a din of kedusha. So we talk about an animal which is koidish, which is pchor. Says the one bone kamei levi mauli rois is a treifa v'bais ofel. Can you check a treifa in a dark house? Amul Apik Labar says, no, better not to look in the dark house. Go outside to check the treifa. So the Gemara of Amy Bais, Amy asked, Shemanon and Roim is the Goyim Bais Ofel. We heard this Adin, they're not supposed to see Negoyim Bais Ofel that we learn from the Torah. Shemanon and Roim is the Bais Ofel. What do we learn? They now look at a treifa, not check an animal if it's treifa in a dark house. Says the Gemara, my basic by a boy, let me tell you, it wasn't because you're not allowed to check treifa in a dark house. Ela shema timotze treifa v'yosu taltalo. Maybe he will find this animal is treifa, and then you can't move it, because then it will be mukze. Says the Gemara, I answered there of matno kishmuel. From matno held like Shmuel that said it was a mistake that the skeinim gave the hori ro'o, because you're allowed to move an animal that died, because you could feed it to the dogs. With the Levi Karav, Levi held the Karav that said earlier that Mukta is Asr. Continues the one with base. Omar Abob Rav Yudo B'Shun Shmuel Halacha Kerab Yudo. We pass like Rav Yudo that he's the one Masechet Shabbos that says that a Nevela that died on Shabbos and also on Yom Tev, you're not allowed to move, is considered to be Mukta. He passed there is Mukta. Halacha Vav Zok the Mishnah Ein Nimnim Ala Behemo B'Tchilo B'Yom Tev. You're not allowed to decide a few people together, are we going to buy, or you're going to take together an animal in Yom Tov, because it looks like a Mekach u'Memkar. They're doing here a deal. They're splitting here an animal. But they could decide before Yom Tov that they're going to take the animal together and then check it and split it among them. And that's okay, even though the split does seem to be some kind of Mekach u'Memkar, because they start with Yom Tov, it's okay. One should not use a scale on Yom Tov. But that's only if you use the scale in the normal way. The way they used to use the scale, used to put the meat on one side, and on the other side, used to make a designated weight to come and figure out the size. So he says, you cannot use the designated weight, but you could use for the scale, you can have a kli or a kreifitz, a type of knife, that you know approximately the measurement and do it because you're doing it a little different than usual. You don't get close to a scale at all. A scale is too much uvdin dechoyl. Says the Gemara, that once with Dayak, we said that people should not make up to split an animal on Yom Tov. Mashra lehoisif moisifim. If you want to add to the group, you could do that. Hayu chamisha ne'asim asara. If there were five people splitting an animal, they could decide to add more people and split more. That's not so much considered to be a splitting and a uvdin dechoyl, mekach memkar on Yom Tov. Tani lo yomer adam lechavera, anim cho beseila, hari anim cho beshekel. One should not tell his friend, I'm going to come and split with you, and I'll take from you a value of a shekel, or a value of a sela. That's a real mekach u'memkar, you do it with the worth of money. He could say, no, we'll split it half and half. We'll split it, I'll take a third, I'll take a quarter. When you're giving a size, and now the value, that's something which is mutter. says the Gemara, "Bchir Rabbo, Reb Shimon, Berebi, Shoklu Mone Keneged Mone Bebchir." Meaning, they did not use a scale. They didn't weigh in the regular way of a scale, but they put a piece connected to a piece. I mean, on this one side of the scale, they put a piece of meat, then they put another piece on the other side, so they knew what will be the difference, or if it's equal, between these two pieces. Now, that's referring to b'chor, because a b'chor, as well, you're not allowed to use a scale, now you use a mishkal when you're dividing a b'chor. So, Says the Gemara, that you could do only in the weekday, but not in Yom Tov. Why? Because the Mishnah says, "Meshgiach mekaf mizayim kol yikar." Actually, you do not touch a scale at all. You do not touch a scale, even to measure meat connected meat. Ravoi nebiyud v'shemuel afud litloisoi bekaf mizayim ipnei achbori moser. Even to put it there, not to weigh it at all. He's not planning to weigh it. He just wants to put it in the ear so the mice cannot get to it. Also, you're not allowed to use it because you're not allowed to get close to the scale. How does the Gemara know that? The Gemara knows that because it says, "Eimesh gichim kol ikar." Actually, you do not get close to the scale at all. Continues the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Rabisi Ba'aboyin Loi Mitamaze. That's not the right diuk in the Mishnah. At the beginning, Tani Nebrido Eimesh Shekel Odom Bosu Kenegad Akliu Kenegad Akoifis. Rabisi says you could use the scale if you're putting against it, not a designated weight, but some other kli. Eimesh gichim bekaf muzdaim kol ikar. And Chaim came to argue, and they said, "You do not get close to the scale." Hatanyo kadmo so mei mashgichim. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says you could use the scale. So Chaim say, "No, you do not get close to the scale at all." That's why they use that lashon, but not that you can use it for other purposes. You could put it there for the mice. The only thing Chaim came to argue is, don't say you can use the scale b'shinui. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use the scale b'shinui. King Chaim says, no, you do not use the scale at all. But the lashon they're using is only to come and disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, but not to tell me that a scale cannot be used for a purpose that has nothing to do with weighing at all. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Beitzo Daf Lamed Beis.